The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, boy. He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? Dada.
And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside. Joined on this fine Monday night by Raj Chapalu. Normally, Raj, you and I are catching up after a game. And, you know, we usually have to like talk about that game. I'm usually in a really bad mood after a lot of those games for one reason or another. But no, tonight you hop on here with a clean slate. There is, you know, LeBron hashtag discourse going on that we will get to hit on over the course of the show. But no, I do have an actual question for you.
Okay.
Was it as quiet in crypto for that game Saturday as it sounded like it was on TV?
So what it was very similar to the Boston game where there were so many of the opposing team's fans in there that they kind of evened each other out, right? Where it's not going to be a ton of Laker fans screaming. I knew it right away because when they announced Jalen Brunson and the scream that I heard in the arena, I was like, oh, there's a lot of Knicks fans in here. So yeah, it like Boston fans were a little bit more vocal, and that's because the Knicks were down 20, 25 in the third. So I remember Jaylen Brown got a dunk, and I was like, man, is it 70% Celtics fans in here?
MVP chance.
It was a nasty time. But the Knicks, that's the reason why I didn't feel as loud of Laker fans, was that there definitely was a large Knicks, you know, crowd that was in there coming to support their East Coast team, which hopefully they enjoyed the loss.
I think that helps. Like, I don't think that explanation helps. Like, it's like, yeah, well, I mean, they were quiet. They just weren't there. Like,
that's my point. I do think they were loud. They just, there was less of them. So it wasn't as loud on TV as it showed. I'm not 100% sure, but
yeah,
it did feel like 50-50 Knicks Lakers.
We are going to be talking about that Knicks game. We're going to be talking about the Lakers and, you know, over the course, because it's like, God forbid the discourse ever be like, dang, the Lakers looked really good against the Knicks. It has to jump to like the next step of like, all right, how can we stir some shit up?
Right.
On the other half of that, on the other side of that game. And today, the way that shit was stirred up was to debate whether or not the Lakers are better off without LeBron James. Should they cut LeBron James? I don't think they need to cut LeBron James. We'll talk about that win. We'll talk about where I kind of arrived, Raj, after the game. I don't know if you listened to the show at all or anything like that, but I'll throw my theory out there again for you to see what you think of it. And then, you know, I did see one point made out there, and I'm sorry, I forget who I saw making it, but basically saying that like Austin should be like the clear second priority in the offense. I saw that was a take out there today that I somewhat agree with, more long-term than short-term, but I think there are points to be made there. So we'll discuss that. And then as always over the course of the show, we will get to questions near the end of it. Raj, let's also quick reminder, please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that like button. Please hit that share button. If you guys are listening to the show in the morning via any kind of podcast, please hit subscribe wherever it is that you get them, preferably on on Odyssey, but wherever it is that you get them is perfectly fine with me. Let's the Lakers. Here was my theory. Here's what I landed on after the game. I definitely think the Lakers need LeBron James, right? Like, they are better with him than they would be with, or they have a higher ceiling with LeBron James than they would if they just told him to go home, right? The way, is just, it's not happening. Right. I saw people like making that case over the course of the day. Just stop, man. Like, why do we have to like compete for how stupid we can be? I think they have a higher ceiling with LeBron, but I do think less is more. And by that, what I mean is LeBron, over the course of his career, LeBron going 3-quarter speed was better than almost every other player in the world, right? And certainly better than most role players that he would typically play with.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. TNCs apply.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best.
There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
And for, you know, and he basically like got used to that and kind of paced himself with it. And said that, like, he would much rather play, like, a higher minutes total and, you know, kind of pace himself, load manage on the court than go with shorter stints in, you know, kind of brighter bursts. And I think we have reached the point here, Raj, where LeBron at three-quarter speed is actually not better than Rui Hachimura playing the way that he did on Saturday, he's not better than Jake LaRavia playing the way that he can defend, or Jared Vanderbilt flying around on defense. Like, I think the Lakers need that higher energy level from that position, no matter who is out there. And I think when LeBron goes into stand in point mode defensively, that really hurts the Lakers, and because they're already at a athleticism deficiency. If you're also at an effort deficiency, you're bleeped. You're kind of screwed. So, like, basically, the conclusion that I landed on was fewer minutes for LeBron, so that he can play harder in those minutes, and I think that is the path here for the Lakers and LeBron. And it's difficult to ask him to do that at this stage of his career and at this stage of the season. But I think that's where I've arrived as far as like what is most ideal for all parties involved. Where do you stand?
Yeah, it's tough because even that solution that you are putting on the table, that's something like, again, getting into reality. How do you go to LeBron James and go, hey, we did the numbers. We looked at the film and we've decided that your minutes are too high. And, you know, I'm sure LeBron's like, well, I'd love to get less minutes. It's like, no, your fit is just not working around, you know, Luka and Austin. This conversation enters dangerous territory because anytime you put LeBron James's name, you know, everything that comes behind it, and I'm not saying you did this purposely, but while explaining the situation, you said Rui Hachimura, Jake LaRavia, right? And, you know, you can throw Marcus Smart in there. You can throw the other types of players that obviously aren't of LeBron James' stature, but I guess are the types of players that you're looking around, Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. I think part of this too, Anthony, is LeBron's skill set, which I said from preseason on this show, on anywhere that I talked about one of those three needed to be a connective tissue piece. It's just that was always the case, no matter how these lineups played out. One of those three needed to be the connector, be the dirty work type of player.
Yeah.
And that player just has not been Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. And it kind of makes sense. Those are the two ball handlers. Those are the two that you want to eat offensive usage in the regular season. All things to bring LeBron's usage down in the regular season. All really good goals for a basketball team. But then I think LeBron, as the playoffs ramp up, as he's returning, is returning to that LeBron James. And a lot of those skills are duplicative of Luka Doncic and of what Austin Reeves is doing. And I think that's why you saw Austin go 8 games without scoring 20 points. Now, some of that also is he was struggling from the field. But I'm sure if you wouldn't ask him, feels like he's not in offensive rhythm. He is not getting the offensive touches he feels. He's not involved in the same way.
His usage rate dipped to like 15% in one of those games.
Right. And so, again, this I don't think he's blaming anybody for that, but that's just the reality of the situation. Something about putting – this is on – obviously, this is on Luka and Austin as well, just in terms of their play, but something about putting, like, try-hard-type players, I think that's the vision going forward around a star offensive backcourt that has very clear defensive deficiencies. And LeBron – and this is all around the context of him being 41 years old, I think – to ask a 41-year-old to be a defensive leader or high motor defensive player is just not realistic. But yeah. Again, when going into reality, if that is the player, then yeah, there are some real concerns. There's some real stepping on each other's foot on the offensive end. There's some real, we have three guys who are not plus defenders, plus DeAndre Ayton on the floor. That's like that. Those are real issues that they're going into. So are they better without LeBron James? Like, no, period. Like, they are just not. But there is something to the fit around Luka and Austin in terms of what players they need going forward, to where I think this is very informative. I think they need low touch players that can shoot off the catch, that are very comfortable getting all their shots right off the catch. I think that's important. But players that are extremely comfortable knowing that they're not getting two or three dribble moves a game. Like, they're guys that need to shoot when they get to catch the ball. Those are the type of players that you kind of around those two. And that's just not LeBron James. And he's a better player than everyone else combined because of it. But I think specifically when you're fitting around two offensive star guards, that's what you need. And I think that's where the kind of gap is. And that's why you can start a show today and saying, hey, the Lakers better without LeBron James. And then you can find numbers that prove your point in some way, even though, like you said, their ceiling still relies on LeBron James being LeBron James.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, it winds up being perfect, like, first take fodder.
Oh,
right?
It's beautiful. Beautiful,
you know,
in the worst way.
It's just like, you know, you get Lakers and LeBron James in the headline. You get these, like, you know, pretty, you know, great snappy clips. The stats even point to it, right? Like, I saw Windhorst point to the fact that, like, Luka and Austin together are 9-2.
Yeah.
shouts to Sabrina in our Slack, though, because she outlined what those wins actually are. So you had Minnesota early on in the season. They weren't quite like they hadn't added Dosunmu yet. They were not the team that I think they are right now.
Sure.
Then still you had Memphis. I mean, I think they are probably they and the Knicks are the two best wins here.
Two best wins. But yep.
The other like the other ones here, you have Memphis who eventually tanked. Miami is kind of like, you know, they're mediocre almost by definition. Charlotte before they had become Charlotte, right? The team the media darling that Charlotte is now. New Orleans, they beat them twice. New Orleans is terrible, and they were definitely terrible at the time. Milwaukee, also terrible. Indiana, terrible. And then you had the Knicks, right? And the Knicks is a legit win. The Knicks one, you could, you know, there are no holes to poke in that one. So you have like two, I would say, legit wins, and then, you know, seven. All right, what are we doing here? You know, and like if it. Like if you just make the point of 9-2 with Luka and Austin, and you point to the stats, right, of what the Lakers are capable of in the Luka Austin games where LeBron doesn't play at all, then like I just think like you're dealing with smaller sample sizes, and there's some context there that is being ignored. Not saying Wendy was being disingenuous or anything like that. I just think that like that stat is somewhat misleading. And like, I, you know, at the end of the day here though, like just say it out loud, is a basketball team better off without LeBron James? And I'm sorry, this dude might be 50 years old and I might still not be willing to go there. Right. Like you got, you know, all parties involved, I think, have to figure out a way to make this work. And it kind of reminded me, Raj, like while I was setting up, you know, the show and the headline and all of the graphics, like the image that kept on popping up in my head was LeBron's tweet, right? Stop trying a way to fit out and just fit in, be a part of something special. Just my thoughts. There's a tweet for everything, you know, sure. And I think here in this spot, like, you know, with LeBron, he kind of has a decision to make here, not just right now with this team. And, you know, like you said, hey, you know, JJ Redick going to LeBron James, like, hey, bud, do you mind giving up some more minutes so that Jake LaRavia and Rui Hachimura and Jared Vanderbilt can play harder than you are, and so that you can play harder out there? Like, that's a difficult conversation for JJ Redick to have with his podcast buddy. But on top of it, like, for LeBron, look at what he's walking into next year too. Like there is no non-compromise situation that LeBron is walking into, right? Like if he wants to make more than the mid-level exception, the Cavs have to like gut their roster and then sign and trade Jared Allen so that, or, you know, perform a sign and trade featuring Jared Allen, probably going to the Lakers. Is that something that the Cavs are going to want to do? And even there, LeBron walks in and it's his city. Like, there's no two ways around it. But like, he's going to have to figure out a way to fit in with Donovan Mitchell as well, or to make that fit work with Donovan Mitchell as well. If he goes to Golden State, like that's Steph's team, that's Steph's city. And LeBron has to figure out a way to fit into that situation as well. If he stays in LA next year, then you just have that much more time to make this work. But again, that features fitting in as well. There is no longer, like, he no longer dictates the terms here in every single fashion in the way that he has over the course, the vast majority of his basketball life. And, you know, it's a fascinating thing to watch take place. But from a basketball standpoint, I think it's really relatively simple, man. Like, you think about if you're filling out a lineup and your starting point on that lineup is Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic, you ask yourself, what do those guys need around them? Well, you need perimeter defense. You need athleticism on the wing. You need a lob threat. You need high motor guys. You need guys who can make quick decisions. And like LeBron can make quick decisions. Like he's one of the smartest players ever. I'm not too worried about that, but he needs to be able to knock down catch and shoot opportunities. He hasn't been able to do that. He needs to play a lot harder on defense than he's been playing so far this season. I'm willing to say he cannot do that at the minutes per game that he's playing right now.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, you know, where you wind up getting to, or where I wind up landing on, is like, look, the Lakers, like, we can talk about how LeBron has to figure out what is best for him and what makes the most sense for him now and moving on into the future. The Lakers also have to make that same decision too here, not just for now, but moving on into the future. And that's where like the second part of this conversation, where prioritizing Austin makes even more sense, is Austin is definitely going to be on the Lakers next year.
Yeah.
You can't say that definitively about LeBron James. So what are you building towards as well? So where do you land on prioritizing Austin in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think prioritizing Austin, it gets kind of, there's a way to define that with also saying we're bringing LeBron down. I think he's, and I've said it from the start of the year, I think he's the most versatile out of the three. He's the most that can kind of shift between positions, move between, you know, being a three, a four, sometimes even center on this team. And I think his skill set being that versatile, he's the one that probably has to shift his game the most. And I understand it from LeBron's perspective. He's LeBron James, like that, the name that comes with it. And this is also unprecedented territory where, again, no one this age has been this good, has had these counting stats, is still this impactful. You talked about where is he going to go next year. I do think he still has a lot of leverage within that in terms of where he wants to go, where, you know, the place that he's going, who's going to be on the team, et cetera. I think that stuff that he's still going to be able to get to, I still think he's going to make a ton of money wherever he goes, if it's here or if it's, you know, somewhere else next year. But yeah, prioritizing Austin, like next year or whatever going forward is what it is. I still think even for this team, they are best when I think Luka and Austin are offensive, you know, are going off offensively. And then LeBron fills in everywhere else. And that's what makes his game so incredible, is that you listed out 8-9 things of what's needed around Luka and Austin. LeBron can kind of fill all of them while filling maybe none of them, right, in a certain game. Like in some of them, he's like, no, I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm 41. This is the Charlotte Hornets coming in. We got to pick a different team when we say that, I guess, because Charlotte's playing well now. But whatever team that's coming in, like, no, I'm not doing that at 41 Kings. Years old. We can always use the Kings. Oh, that's a conversation for a different day. But yes, the Kings come in, and you could say, you know, LeBron's like, I'm not doing that on this night. But in a playoff series, I think this is now where, you know, you get probably engaged LeBron every single night. You get a different type of player. But I think also in the regular season, yeah, there is some stuff where the fit's better. I also think a part of this, and this is not on LeBron James, but this is just something I've noticed, the team still goes by how he goes, like how his motor is through every night, how hard he's deciding to play. The team still kind of moves by the rhythm of his game, right? By the beat of his drum, which, again, is not his fault, but I still think as one of the leaders of the team, that's a natural like occurrence of a team kind of following one of the leaders of it. But I think even defensively, they go by how he's going. So if he's not rotating defensively, guess what? Someone else isn't rotating defensively. That's just something that, again, it's not his fault. It's just a thing that I've noticed with the team. But yeah, I think prioritizing Austin, I think Austin has some part of this as well. I think this level of aggression that, and JJ's talked about this, that they need to see, and Luka's talked about this, that he needs to be aggressive more on a nightly basis. I do think he's trying to fit in sometimes, and that's kind of led to some of these games that we've seen where he's more of the passer and, you know, kind of playmaker instead of the scoring guard that he can be. But yeah, I said from the start of the season, I still feel the same way. I think LeBron being the connector seems like it's a, you know, a demotion, which really, it really isn't. It's just, he's the most versatile out of them So I think he's the one that can play different positions, can be more of the screener, can also be the guy that's running actions. But with, you know, with those two involved, I think that's the best, at least for now in the regular season. The playoffs are the playoffs. LeBron's going to have the ball a ton along with Luka and Austin. But for now, yeah, I could see it. It's just, again, it's a tough thing to explain in a coaching room going, hey, LeBron, taking the ball out of your hands, like taking the ball out of my hands. Like, I already don't have the ball enough. You want to take it out of my hands more? You know, yeah. And so that's the tough. Like, Luka took 16 threes last night. LeBron's looking at that and going, I could probably take like a few of those possessions, you know. So that's the kind of stuff that they've got to work through.
To that point, Raj, I thought they missed LeBron down the stretch of that game.
Sure.
Like, the offense was not pretty as they were trying to hold on to that lead in that fourth quarter.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.